Most people think homesteading is just about saving money, growing your own food to cut grocery bills and get back to basics. But what if the soil under your feet was more than just survival? What if your backyard could pay your bills? Across the Caribbean and rural homesteads worldwide, ordinary families are turning compost into currency, Callaloo into consistent income, and herbal soaps into sought-after gifts. They're not waiting for jobs. They're creating microeconomies from jam jars, dried teas, and morning eggs. And they're doing it with nothing more than a few square feet of garden, a couple of chickens, and the courage to charge what their work is worth. The truth is, the greatest wealth isn't just in what we grow. It's in how we share it, sell it, and sustain it. So if you've been giving away your extras or tossing out your overflow, this is the wake-up call you didn't know you needed. You don't need more land. You need a better system. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Backyard Economy, Turning Extra into Income. If you've reached the point in your homesteading journey where your garden's producing more than you can eat, your hens are laying more than you can store, and your compost bin is overflowing with rich, dark gold, then congratulations! You're sitting on potential income. In this chapter, we're going to break down the first and most accessible tier of homestead monetization, selling your surplus. You don't need a storefront. You don't need land. All you need is consistency, community, and a little creativity. Whether you're a balcony grower in the city or cultivating a quarter acre in the countryside, this is how you begin to feed yourself and fund yourself. 1. Selling excess produce locally. Let's start with the garden. Tomatoes, cucumbers, callaloo, scotch bonnet, kale, herbs like basil and mint. Most backyard gardens, especially in the Caribbean and southern climates, will overproduce if the soil is healthy and the rain is good. Rather than let the extras rot or be given away casually, create a system. Your weekly harvest table. Every Saturday or Sunday, set up a table at the front of your yard or by a nearby community center. Even if you only have 10 bags of callaloo or 8 bundles of mint, consistency builds trust. Use clean baskets or eco-friendly trays. Label everything. Take pride in your display. Pricing, tips. Undercut grocery stores slightly, but don't undersell yourself. Offer a 3 for $10 bundle. ATAG, 1 kale plus 1 mint plus 1 basil to encourage larger purchases. Consider trade with neighbors who have chickens, goats, or tools. Marketing. Handwritten signs still work. Word of mouth is king. WhatsApp status, local Facebook groups, and even laminated flyers near the bus stop can go far. Offer a first buyer gets a free herb bundle to build momentum. 2. Eggs and the power of the dozen. If you're keeping hens, especially if they're local yard fowl or ISA browns known for high production, you're likely to have more eggs than you can eat some weeks. Each hen can lay 5 to 6 eggs a week. With just 5 hens, you're looking at 25 to 30 eggs weekly. How to sell eggs ethically and profitably, clean and sort carefully. Never wash with the soap. Use a dry brush or warm water only. Don't sell cracked or oddly shaped eggs unless a buyer requests cooking eggs at a lower price. Packaging, reuse clean egg cartons and label them with a name and contact. Brand your eggs. Give them a name and a story. Set a price. Check local supermarket pricing. Undercut slightly, but emphasize that yours are fresher and local. Offer discounts to weekly customers. Subscriptions, work. Offer a 1-month plan, 1 dozen a week for 4 weeks, paid up front. This gives you cash flow and predictability. 3. Compost as currency. few beginners realize that homemade compost is a valuable commodity. Gardeners, landscapers, and even schools with eco programs are always looking for quality organic compost. How to sell compost? Step 1. Package it right. Use 5-gallon buckets or large sacks, like feed bags. Make sure the compost is aged, no strong odors, no visible food scraps. It should smell like clean earth. Include a short list of what went into it, e.g., banana peels, callaloo stems, dry leaves, chicken manure. Step 2, label and price. Living soil from garden to garden. Sell in 10-pound or 25-pound batches. Price varies by area, but 5 to 15 USD equivalent per bag is common. Marketing angle. You've seen my callaloo. This is the soil that grew it. That kind of grassroots confidence sells. Bonus, if you keep worms, vermicomposting, worm castings are even more valuable per pound. 4. Baby plants, big potential. Seedlings and starts are perhaps the easiest, most scalable way to earn income from a garden, especially in the Caribbean or warm zones where year-round growing is possible. What to grow for sale? Callaloo, cabbage, sweet pepper, tomato, lettuce, bok choy, mint, thyme, medicinal plants like moringa, neem, or sarasi, fruit trees from seed, mango, soursop, guava, label as experimental or wild variety. Nursery setup. Use recycled containers, juice boxes, plastic bottles, coconut husks. Create a starter shelf made of wood pallets or bamboo, raised off the ground and shaded. Group by size and age. 2-week-old sprouts, 4-week transplants, etc. Label everything people don't like guessing. Use popsicle sticks, cardboard signs, or bamboo tags. Pricing tips, bundle deals. 3 for $10. Upsell, buy 3 tomato seedlings, get a free compost bag. Track what sells fast and grow more of that. 5. Herbs, teas, and dry goods. Once your garden matures, you'll notice herbs and medicinal plants regrow fast. Drying them turns a short shelf life into a long one and opens a new market. What to dry and sell? Basil, mint, rosemary, lemongrass, sarasi, guinea hen weed, vervain, oregano, thyme, soursop leaves. Drying process. Air dry in a shaded, breezy place. Use mesh racks or tie bunches with string and hang upside down. Store in brown paper bags or clean glass jars once fully dry. Packaging and presentation. Label clearly with name, uses, and origin, e.g., sarasi, grown in Red Hills, 100% sun-dried. Offer teas in resealable craft pouches. Teas plus soaps make excellent gift box combos. More on that in Chapter 2. Pricing. Tip. Charge for quality. Many people are willing to pay $5 to $10 for a clean, well-presented herbal tea bag. 6. Garden tours or walkthroughs. If your space is lush, organized, and diverse, it can become a teaching tool or a wellness destination. Ideas for monetizing your garden space. $5 walk. Taste tour. Show guests your kale. Have them pick a leaf. Explain its care. Children's garden days. Invite small groups to dig soil, feed chickens, pick herbs. Wellness experiences. Combine a garden walk with herbal tea sampling or a bush bath foot soak. Legal note, depending on your location, you may need to check liability laws. Keep it casual and small. A few neighbors and friends at a time is often enough. Tools to start. Print a simple laminated garden map. Have a tip jar or donation basket. Partner with a local yoga teacher or herbalist for value-added events. Chapter 2. Turning the kitchen into cash. Value-added products that sell. If raw harvest is your farm's heartbeat, then your kitchen is its workshop, a place where simple vegetables, herbs, and fruits can transform into goods that not only nourish, but generate consistent income. In Chapter 1, we focused on selling surplus. Now it's time to take those same ingredients and add value through crafting, drying, infusing, and preserving. From herbal soaps to flavored oils, jams, and garden gift sets, this chapter will walk you step by step through how to create products people will actually buy, and how to price, package, and position them as part of your farm brand. Let's open the pantry and get to work. 1. Herbal soaps from garden to skin. What you need: base oils, coconut oil, olive oil, or castor oil. Lye, sodium hydroxide. Available at hardware or chemical supply stores. Herbs: dried rosemary, mint, turmeric, neem, lemongrass. Molds: silicone trays, milk cartons, or handmade wooden boxes. Safety gear: gloves, goggles, vinegar for neutralizing spills. Basic cold process method: small batch. Melt oils gently in a pot. Mix lye with cold water in a heat-resistant container. Always pour lye into water, not the other way around. Once both mixtures are around 100 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, blend them using a stick blender until trace, when it thickens like pudding. Add crushed herbs or infused oils. Stir well. Pour into mold. Cover and insulate for 24 hours. Unmold and cut into bars. Cure for 4 to 6 weeks in a ventilated space. Branding tips: give it a name, e.g., Island Calm, Bush Bath Bliss, Caribbean Neem Cleanse. Label ingredients clearly, especially if vegan, all natural, or chemical free. Wrap in craft paper or cotton cloth with a printed tag. Price range: $4 to $10 per bar, depending on weight and presentation. Bundled sets of 3 or 4 with herbal teas or oils can sell for $15 to $25. 2. Dry teas and infused oils. Herbal teas are an obvious income stream, but infused oils are the overlooked gem of any herbalist's pantry. These are great for massage, hair treatment, bath oils, and even culinary use. Dried tea blends. How to prepare: harvest fresh leaves, e.g., lemongrass, mint, basil, sarsaparilla, ginger peel. Rinse gently and pat dry. Air dry in shade for 5 to 10 days depending on climate. Store in airtight glass jars or resealable craft pouches. Packaging tips: blend 2 to 3 herbs per bag, e.g., mint plus lemongrass for digestion, sarsaparilla plus ginger for detox. Include brewing instructions. Steep 1 teaspoon in boiling water for 5 minutes. Label with benefits and warnings, e.g., not for use during pregnancy for some herbs. Selling ideas: weekly tea packs for $6. Monthly sampler boxes, 4 blends, for $20 to $25. Partner with cafes or juice bars to sell in-store. Herbal infused oils. Popular base oils: coconut oil, olive oil, sweet almond oil. Popular herbs: rosemary, neem, basil, turmeric, bushmint, ginger. How to infuse: sun method. Fill a clean glass jar with dried herbs. Pour in base oil to cover herbs completely. Seal and leave in a sunny windowsill for 2 to 3 weeks. Shake gently every day. Strain through cheesecloth and bottle. Uses in labels, skin balm, hair oil, massage oil, anti-mosquito, rubs using citronella or lemon balm. Price range, $7 to $15 per 4-ounce bottle. Tip, dark bottles protect oil from sunlight and boost shelf life. Buy in bulk or reuse wine or vinegar bottles. 3. Jams, preserves, and pickled products. If you have fruit trees, then you have gold. Mangoes, guavas, soursop, papaya, and even cucumbers or onions can be turned into value-packed preserves and pickled items. Jams and fruit spreads. Basic ingredients: fruit pulp, sugar, citrus juice, lime or lemon, pectin, optional. Basic method: mango. Example: peel and mash 4 cups of ripe mango. Add 2 cups sugar and 2 tablespoons lime juice. Simmer until thick, 30 to 45 minutes. Pour into sterilized jars and seal while hot. Flavor combos: mango plus ginger, guava plus cinnamon, papaya plus lime zest. Label like a pro. Include batch date. Refrigerate after opening. Allergen info if needed. Price range, $5 to $10 per jar depending on size. Pickles and ferments. Ideas: pickled cucumbers, carrots, okra, callaloo stems, fermented pepper sauce, or sauerkraut. Tip: use vinegar brine for shelf-stable products. For probiotic ferments, store in fridge and market as live culture. 4th, signature homestead gift boxes. This is where it all comes together. By bundling your items, you create perceived value and increase the chance of larger purchases. Examples: bush medicine box, 3 herbal teas, 1 infused oil, ik neem sabun bar. Price, $30 to $40. Island flavors, sampler: mango jam, pepper sauce, dried thyme, garden sticker, or postcard. Price, $20 to $25. Skin and soil box: 1 compost starter bag, 2 seedling plants, 1 herbal hand balm, tip sheet for urban growing. Price, $25. Packaging. Tips: use recyclable materials. Add a handwritten thank you note. Include a QR code to your garden's Instagram page or short YouTube video tour. 5. Cottage food laws and home business basics. Before you scale, understand what's legal in your country or parish. Cottage food laws varies by region, often allow for low-risk foods made at home, jams, bread, dried herbs, may limit where you can sell, direct to consumer only, no online shipping. Require basic labeling with name, address, and ingredients, things you may need. A business name, register it. Basic logo and sticker labels, food handler's permit, if you're selling perishables, record book to track expenses and profit. 6. Pricing for profit, not just pocket change. Don't undervalue your time. Pricing should account for raw ingredients, containers and packaging, time spent harvesting and preparing, transportation or delivery costs, pricing, formula, materials X3, plus time per unit equals base price. Then test it. If it sells out fast, raise prices 10%. If it doesn't move, try bundle deals or offer samples. Pro tip: add a story card to each product explaining how it was made, why it matters, and the intention behind it. People Pay for Meaning, Chapter 3, From Hustle to Ecosystem, Building Long-Term Homestead Income. The side hustle is how many homesteaders begin, selling eggs, bartering callaloo, making herbal soap batches on weekends. But eventually, if your garden is growing and your customer base is loyal, the question becomes, how do you sustain this? How do you turn your harvest into a resilient microeconomy that not only earns income, but supports your local food system, educates others, and thrives regardless of what's happening in the wider economy? This chapter explores long-term income systems, community-supported agriculture, CSA, bartering networks, seed libraries, paid workshops, online markets, and homestead cooperatives. These aren't just side gigs. They're lifestyle shifts that root your work in community and climate resilience. Let's build it from the ground up. 1. Community-supported agriculture, CSA, subscription harvests. What is a CSA? A CSA is a system where customers subscribe to your harvest. They pay you upfront for a set number of weeks, e.g., 8 or 12, and in return, receive a weekly or bi-weekly box of produce, herbs, teas, or eggs. Why it works. You get upfront cash flow to plan, buy seeds, and prepare soil. Customers commit to eating locally and seasonally. Reduces waste. You harvest what you know will be used. How to start a micro CSA. Decide your delivery zone, e.g., one neighborhood, 10-mile radius. Choose what to include weekly. 3 to 5 veggies, one fruit, if available, herbs, or one bonus item, e.g., jam, soap, seedlings. Set a clear price. $120 for 8 weeks equals $15 per week. Offer pickup points, your gate, a local cafe, or meetups at church or school. Provide a sample box during launch week. Let people taste the quality. Retention. Tip. Include recipe cards or WhatsApp audio tips like 3 ways to use chaya or how to make callaloo frittata. Education builds loyalty. 2. Barter systems and backyard currencies. Money isn't always the most valuable exchange. A vibrant homestead economy includes barter, trading goods or services without cash. Barter ideas. 1 dozen eggs equals 1 hour babysitting. 2 compost bags equals 1 bundle of firewood. Homemade soap equals haircut or mani-pedi. How to build a local barter group. Start with 3 to 5 neighbors or trusted families. Create a shared spreadsheet or WhatsApp list. Who has what? Who needs what? Post weekly offers. Extra thyme and aloe this week. Open to trade for cassava or ginger. Keep it simple, honest, and kind. Trust is the currency. Bonus tip. Host a barter day once a month. Turn it into a potluck or a kid-friendly hangout. Let others see what's possible. 3. Seed libraries and plant swaps. A seed library is one of the most powerful tools for long-term resilience. Not only does it reduce dependency on commercial seed companies, it gives your homestead a leadership role in the local food ecosystem. How to start one. Save seeds from open pollinated plants, e.g., heirloom tomatoes, callaloo, beans. Dry, clean, and label seeds by type and harvest date. Store in envelopes or mini glass jars. Create a simple notebook or online log for sharing, e.g., 2025 red callaloo, 50 seeds available. Offer swaps. Bring a bag of kale seeds. Leave with basil or papaya. Where to host? Church halls, local schools, community centers, front porch boxes with sign-in sheets. What this builds: biodiversity, food security, intergenerational knowledge. older farmers bring lost varieties, add on income, offer small seed starter kits for $5 to $10, 5 seed types plus compost puck plus planting tips. Fourth, workshops and educational events. If you've been growing and crafting for a while, it's time to teach. People will pay to learn what you know, especially if it's hands-on and community-based. Popular homestead workshops, how to make herbal soap, backyard composting 101, urban garden startup, how to raise chickens for eggs, fire cider and bush medicine tonics, medicinal plants of the Caribbean, format options, at your home, small groups, relaxed vibe, pop-up tent at market, one-hour demos, online via Zoom or WhatsApp broadcasts, weekly tip series with optional donations, what to charge, in person, $10 to $25 per person, depending on length and materials, online, $5 to $15 for a four-week tip series or one-time Garden Prep 101 voice note series. Maximize impact. Include samples, soap, compost, seedlings, or handouts, PDFs or laminated guides. Offer bundles. Pay $20. Get the class plus a starter kit. 5. Selling online, carefully and creatively. The internet has opened new doors, but for small homesteaders, it works best when focused locally or niche specific. Best platforms for beginners: Instagram/Facebook shops, post products weekly, WhatsApp status plus broadcast list, direct customer engagement. Etsy or similar craft platforms, great for soaps, teas, seeds. Farm website with a pre-order form or newsletter. Tips for selling online. Use clean, natural lighting for product photos. Include ingredients, uses, and stories in captions. Offer small batch limited editions, e.g., only 10 bush balm jars this week. Create urgency. First come, first served, or order by Friday for Sunday delivery. Packaging. Tip: use lightweight, recyclable materials. Offer zero waste pickup or returnable containers. 6. The Homestead Cooperative. Strength in numbers. Eventually, you'll realize you can't do it all, nor should you. That's where collaboration begins. A homestead cooperative or small vendor circle can multiply your reach, stabilize income, and create a community food economy. What a co-op can do: share delivery routes, pool funds to buy bulk seeds or containers, host joint markets, share a commercial kitchen for value-added goods, launch a newsletter or WhatsApp catalog with all offerings. How to form one: identify 3 to 7 homesteaders or makers in your area. Agree on a shared calendar and simple pricing system. Choose a common brand or campaign, e.g., Southside Growers Collective. Design a shared flyer or digital catalog. Rotate roles. One does pickup, another does marketing, someone else manages orders. Community bonus: create resilience hubs, places where people know they can find fresh food, remedies, seedlings, compost, and knowledge, even when the world gets shaky. Final thoughts, from backyard to blueprint. Feeding yourself is freedom. Funding yourself from that same soil, that's power. Whether you're selling callaloo by the bundle, brewing bush tea under the moonlight, or teaching a neighbor how to mix neem soap, you're doing more than making money. You're restoring knowledge, building resilience, and healing communities one homegrown item at a time. Start small, be consistent, keep records, and never underestimate the worth of your wisdom or your harvest. Because every egg you collect, every balm you bottle, every leaf you dry, it's not just a product, it's a piece of your revolution.